Welcome to the Center for Early Literacy Learning's Toddler Practice Guide, Act Natural. Dramatic play lets toddlers stretch their imaginations, retell favorite stories, and practice using new words. These make-believe experiences help young children develop skills, such as language and speech, as well as develop the ability to play one activity for longer periods of time. When your toddler acts out a scene or pretends she is someone else, she is engaging in pretend play. When you take part in these scenes by following your child's lead, you are showing interest. This motivates your child to continue the fun of pretend play. This is what the practice looks like. A toddler dresses up in mom's high heels. Another child gives a tea party for her dolls and her brother. These children are enjoying dramatic play. Playing different roles with a parent or another child is full of benefits for toddlers. They learn more about the roles they are playing, and they practice using words they wouldn't normally use. For example, a child pretending to be a firefighter practices uncommon words, such as helmet and hose. These are important skills for developing and expanding vocabulary, as well as talking. Doing the practice. Your toddler will enjoy using her imagination and taking part in dramatic play. If there is little interest, don't worry. There are many ways to encourage pretend play based on your toddler's favorite stories, toys, and activities. Encourage your toddler to act out a story you read together. Say something like, "Show me how the lion eats." Or ask, "Do you want to be the mama lion or the baby lion?" These suggestions and questions will help start the dramatic play process. Provide your toddler with toys for dramatic play, like a doctor's kit, toolboxes, old clothes, and old shoes for dress-up. Don't worry if your toddler's dramatic play doesn't make much sense. A young child may have to doctor his sick bear before he can eat his dinner. Or he might have to blast off into space riding a broom. The most important thing is that he's using his imagination and practicing different roles and words. Here is an example of a toddler's dramatic play. 20-month-old Leah loves helping her mom around the house. Her favorite things to do are helping to make lunch and feeding her baby sister. Sometimes Leah's mom suggests that Leah make lunch for the two of them. Leah busily pretends to be a mom making soup and a sandwich for her daughter. As Leah makes lunch, she points at her mother's hands. "Hands, Mama!" Mom smiles and she goes to wash her hands for lunch. She knows Leah enjoys this kind of play because Leah makes lunch almost every day. How did Leah's mom know the practice was working? She asked herself these questions. Does Leah use her imagination in her play more often and for longer periods of time? Does she pretend to talk for different toys or give voices to them? Does she expand on stories or movies in her play by imitating or adding conversations or people? If Leah's mom answered yes to any of these questions, she knew that Leah had experienced a literacy-rich home experience. We hope you enjoyed Act Natural. To find out more about this and many other cell practice guides available, visit www.earlyliteracylearning.org.